right. It is Sunday evening. The sun is behind the mountains. Oh. I'm on the road between Encino and Willard. And it seems a good day. My lease of seeds struggles. Whatever is good. And I don't much concern myself with the thoughts and sayings of others, particularly. Continue to be troublesome. If I know people, but it seems like when circumstances require some sort of judgment, that I am not bad at that judgment. If I trouble Lisa's peace, I did the sector cell, if I did, pollute her mind, I'm sure some would say, I might, she might be more contented with the attitude of those around her. She might agree with them more readily and not. And not feel so dreadfully alone. I've always been somewhat alone in my thoughts and in my, well, in my thoughts. As I've grown older, I have not remained silent. The Lord in Scripture bids us to open our mouth. I recall a sacrament meeting, a sacrament meeting talk for Dallas, where I said that, you know, I gave a laundry list of scriptures about the fact that we need to open our mouths. And as we do, the Spirit will fill them with what to say. And I've been doing this for a time. And pretty troublesome. Much in Scripture about correction. And Lisa corrects at times. And I suppose I do as well, among others. But a good majority of build up and establish Zion. Zion will be of one heart, one mind. Quiet place for people. arrogant enough to say that I will be among them. And I guess now Lisa's a little concerned that she might not be there with you. We both being so contrary to those around us. Somewhat heartening to listen to the YouTube channels of people that tend to agree with us on finer points. Especially on the mind of I don't know, the nature and the disposition of Christ. Regardless, the hard thing for her, to which I have become so accustomed, I'm happy to pillory myself. Those around me. tell them I'm a jerk. I tell them I'm a bad person. And they say, no, you're not. And then I say something, and it's like, well, you know, maybe he is a jerk. Maybe he is a bad guy. There you go. It's okay. I've already said it before you can get to it. You don't even have to speak. My hand out of the window, and you can feel it when you went through a warm band, and it's like, it feels too hot. And then when you went through a cool band, you went, oh, that feels so good. We're getting a little higher in altitude now. I would imagine it will get a little cooler, especially since the sun's down. Now, and I drive into the crash site, it's difficult to say. Difficult to say what it will be like. Another 50 miles or, so to go. Regardless, it's been a good day. It hasn't been too terribly hot. I haven't been sweating as much as I will sometimes do. Another thought, Lisa is coming with Elder Nemro, Sam, to the temple on Tuesday. So I will meet up with them then, and Lisa and I will go to the temple session. And then immediately thereafter, immediately after that temple session, we will Lisa and I will go to the a showing of a movie. I forget what it's called. I forget who it's about. Oh my gosh. Anyway, it's about a man that tries to rescue, works to rescue people from the slave trade. Life guy. So we're going to go see that Tuesday night and meet back up and take off to, where will we take off to? A good break this week. At least make it go by a little quickly, I hope. If I can go back home, please. Sunday nights are a little but once I get on the road I'm okay. But having to walk away from my Lisa Jane pains me. This is so wonderful. Things go reasonably well anyway. I got the motor on the swamp cooler wasn't working well on high. It had a half horsepower motor in it, and I put in a 3/4 horsepower. I don't know if it's necessarily faster, but it certainly should be able to handle the load very much easier. I know I need to, need to replace the pads on it. Get some more of those hard mortise pads to replace it with. Will last years and years and years. I am a very simple man. Almost to the point where I feel to think that I'm a simpleton. my recent job that I have that apparently required me to be far more complex than I am. And very much makes me grateful for the job I have now. Not have a problem with me. And I'm grateful for that. I should be grateful for that. I do. Oh, if the Lord sets me on some other course, will I go? Yes, I'll go. He's been so wonderful to me. But work completely. And know that he knows me more than I know myself. And he is always taking good care of me. Well, we shall see. Of all of this. Anyway, for now I'm content. I'm trying to be content with someone else. Something else, I guess. So I will let you go. Talk to you later. Bye.